I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none, there is none, there is none, there is none like you. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful. fall to me. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning on this brand new day that you've made and that you've blessed us to be able to see. We're here to worship you, we're here to adore you, here to magnify your name, here to glorify you, here to lift you up, O God, and to make your name wonderful in this place. For you have been such a good God, so we can boldly declare without any hesitation, without any reservation, God, that there is absolutely none like you. No one can compare to you, God. You are magnificent in all of your ways. You are glorious in all of your ways, and nothing can compare to you and your greatness. And so it's easy for us to rise this morning, God, and to declare that there is none like you. We can start over, and we'll never find anyone that is as great and as magnificent and glorious as you. You are a wonderful God, and I thank you this morning for your patience. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your consistency. I thank you for your loving kindness, Lord, and your mercy that endures forever. I glorify you because you are so wonderful, God. And as I think of the goodness of Jesus and I think of all that you have done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. My soul magnifies you. My soul glorifies you, Lord, because there is no one like you, God. I can search all over, and I'll never find anyone that's like you. And so we bless your name this morning, God. Oh, God, because you are an awesome God, and you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be magnified, and you're worthy to be adored. You are a great God, and we bless you for your greatness, God. We thank you, God, because your loving kindness, oh, God, is how you have drawn us. And we love you, God, because when we weren't even worthy to be drawn to you, when we wasn't even worthy of your mercy, when we weren't even worthy, oh God, of your favor, God, you still loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, hallelujah, for our sins. You gave him as a sacrifice, Lord, and you did it so that you can reconcile us back unto you. I'm here to worship you, God, because you are an awesome God. I'm here to worship you this morning, God, because you've been so good to me. I'm here to worship you this morning, because what a mighty God we serve. And we love you, Lord, this morning with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our souls, Lord. In spite of any life situations, in spite of any trials and tribulations, in spite of anything that's going on in our health or in our bodies, Lord, in our finances, whatever the problem or issue may be, oh, God, you're still worthy to be adored. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor, God, because you are a wonderful God, a magnificent Savior, an awesome wonder, God. You are the King of kings, and you are the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, and there is no one else like you. You sit high, and you look low, God. Oh, God, and you look for your people, God. You look after your people, Lord, and you spread love, and you spread blessings, and you spread favor, and you shower down your people. We may not have everything that we may want, but God, we can boldly declare, God, and we can declare easily, God, that you are an awesome God, and that you supply all of our needs, and you take care of us each and every day. You protect us from danger, seen and unseen, and you cover us in the blood of the Lamb, oh God, of the Lamb, oh God, on a daily basis. You've given your angels charge over us to watch over us both day and night. So as we slumber at nighttime, we don't have to be concerned because you're there with us. You're there to protect us because you never sleep nor do you ever slumber. And so I don't need to stay up worrying. I don't need to stay up fretting. I don't need to stay up being concerned about anything that's outside of my control. And I understand that, God, there's nothing that is in my control, but everything, if I'm willing to give it all over to you, Lord, you're willing to handle every one of my cares, every one of my burdens, every one of my causes. You'll handle them. You'll take care of them in your due time and in your due season. So, God, there's nobody like you, God. Your word is your bond, and your word has been the same, oh, God, since the beginning of time. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word is what will stand. Your word will stand forever. And you told me, God, that you would never leave me nor forsake me.
me, Lord. You told me in your word that you would supply all of my needs according to your riches up in glory. You told me in your word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You told me in your word, God, that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You told me in your word, God, that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God, you have promised me over and over again in your word that you'll never leave me, God, that you will never forsake me, that I don't have to fear anything, God. You told Joshua, fear not, for I am with you. As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee also. Over and over again, you have reassured us, Lord, that you are a consistent God, that you are a faithful God, that you'll never fail, and that you'll never fall short of your glory and never fall short. I have to regret saying anything that's in your word. So hide us in your word this morning. As we come before your presence, Lord, hide us behind the cross even now, Lord. Oh, God, see, oh, God, your children this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. See us, oh, God, see us right now, Lord, and see our situation as we lay ourselves before you at the throne of grace, as we come before your throne, God, standing at the altar, oh God, beckoning you, calling upon you, making your name glorious and making your name great. And I feel your glory in this place even now as we walk in this sanctuary, God, to magnify you and to glorify you, Lord. I see a shifting in the atmosphere, and I see a shifting in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I declare a turnaround in the lives of your people right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I bless you, God, because I know that you're able, Lord, and I know that you can, and I know that you will, Lord. We're in need of your touch. We're in need, God, of your presence, Lord. We're in need, Lord, of your anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we can't make it without you, Lord, because you are the substance of our lives. You are the source of our strength. You are the reason that we live and move and have our very being. You are God, and you are our God alone, and we are nothing without you, Lord. That's why we can boldly declare that there is none like you. We can boldly declare that there is none like you. We can boldly declare that there is no one like you, because no one loves like you. No one is as powerful as you. We can search all over and we'll never find. Our hope is not built in man. Our victory is not built on the stock market. Oh, God, our relief is not built on promises from man. But, Lord, this morning we're declaring that our hope is built in you. Our lives are focused in on you. Our heart and our success depends upon you. We can't do it upon our own. We can't make it on our own. Our own intuitions, God, the way may seem is right. Oh, God, but those things lead to destruction. They lead to death. But I need you to lead and guide and direct your people today in the mighty name of Jesus. We submit to you and we ask for you to order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us to the path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Help us to be holy and steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your work, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because there is more that you expect out of us. And since there is more that you expect out of us, Lord, there is more that we need from you, Lord. Oh, God, goodness and mercy and favor for yesterday. Oh, God, those things were passed away. But what I need for you today is to bless this to be a new day. Give us new mercy, new favor, new grace, new love, new peace, new joy, new hope, new aspirations, new look in life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Order our steps. Make us walk on. Make our feet like hinds feet, Lord, and take us higher right now in the name of Jesus. Make us over again. For where we have fallen short, Lord, you can smooth out every single rough edge. God, you throw our sins into a sea of forgiveness, and you throw, and you don't recall them anymore. You throw them back in our face, Lord. Oh, God, so help us to forgive. Help us to forgive ourselves right now in the name of Jesus when we've fallen short of your glory. Help us, oh, God, to remind us, Lord, that we must confess our sins, because you're faithful and you're just to forgive. You will cleanse us and wash us of all unrighteousness, Lord. You are faithful in your mercy. You are faithful in your love. You are faithful in your kindness, Lord. You do just what you said that you would do. So if there's anything in us that's unlike you that causes us to miss the mark, causes us to fall short of your glory, that causes us only to do the least for you, take out that spirit of laziness.
Take out that spirit of contentment. Take out that spirit of, God, of just compromise. Because there is something greater. Put a burning in us. Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up in his bones. Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. Burn within us and give us a hunger for more of God. Give us a hunger for more of his word. Give us a hunger for more of his purpose and his plans, that we may fulfill the plans and the purpose that he has for our lives, that we may submit to him, that we may hear your voice, that you all may lead and guide us and direct us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you all, God. We need the Father. We need the Son. We need the Holy Ghost, because we can't do it without you, God Almighty. So come to more and have your way in us today as we begin our 1140 initiative, Lord. We need you to come to more and have your way across this nation, across this land, across this world, Lord, as men and women across the world are endeavoring to pray for 11 minutes for 40 petitions over 40 days, for over 40 days for individual petitions every single day. And Lord, you said sexual and fervent prayer of the righteous, Lord. You didn't say the righteous availeth much, the righteous availeth much, Lord, the fervent and prayer and effective prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to tear down strongholds. Oh, Lord, we want lives to be changed, situations to be changed, God, a greater anointing and a closer walk with thee in the mighty name of Jesus. Our prayer life is a weapon of mass destruction that destroys the attack of the enemy. It destroys the plans and the works of the enemy, because we call upon you and we invite you into our midst in the name of Jesus. And we understand, Lord, that one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can set 10,000, Lord. And so if we have millions of members, oh God, millions of saints, Lord, millions of believers across the land who are coming together to pray, Lord, oh God, no weapon formed against us, no weapon shaped up against us, no weapon and trap that set against us shall be able to prosper, because we have invoked your presence and invited your spirit into our atmosphere, and we need your glory, God. We can't make it without your glory, Lord. And so, God, we want you to inhabit our praises and hear the pleas and hear the cries and hear the petitions of your people as we call upon you, Lord, over these next 40 days. Bless us, Lord, for our faithfulness. Bless us as we continue to put our flesh under subjection, and we fast, Lord, for we fast for a reason, Lord, that you may get the glory out of our lives, and that our flesh, oh God, will be put under subjection, and it won't have any authority or any power over our lives. So God, bless us and take us higher. Each round goes higher and higher in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, you have made us and shaped us in your image, Lord. So our identity, Lord, and our focus and our lifestyle should reflect you in everything that we say and everything that we do. We should reflect the God that we serve. We should reflect the God that we live after. We should reflect the God, oh, that has been so good to us and been so merciful in us. So God, clean us up, Lord. Take everything that's out unlike you out of us in the name of Jesus, and make us, oh God, look like you. We want to be holy and acceptable, Lord. We want to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh God, we want to love like you love, unconditionally, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want to reflect your awesomeness in everything that we do, in everything that we say, Lord. So before we can begin praying for anyone, Lord, make us to be the vessels that you need for us to be, so that your will might be done, so that you may get the glory out of our lives. We don't want to give you any vain babblings, and we don't want to take any of your glory. So God, help us and give us what to say, what not to say when we pray, and not just to pray during this early morning time, but you tell us that men ought to always pray. So everything that comes in our lives, everything that we see that tries to get us down, Lord, we ought to always pray. Father, I looked at something this morning that was discouraging to me, Lord, but I had to tell you thank you, God, because I know that you're a way maker, and I know that you can, and I know that you will. I know that I can cast all of my cares upon you, Lord, because you care for me, Lord. Help us, oh God, to pray without ceasing in every area of our lives, Lord, that we may submit to your will, Lord, and that you may get the glory out of every obstacle that comes our way. Oh God, you make us strong. You make
make us right. You make us holy. You make us more anointed. You make us stronger. You make us wiser. You make us more like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I want to be known as someone that is filled with your spirit, Lord, that I reflect you and that I exude your life. I exude your greatness. I exude your love. I exude your mercy. I exude your kindness. I want to be a vessel of honor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, a vessel that you would be pleased with, not a vessel, Lord, that you cast out, oh God, and that will be broken and cast aside. But I want to be a vessel, God, that you are pleased with, that when you come into this vessel, when you inhabit my praises, when you come and see the workings of my labor, that you will be pleased, understanding that it's not by works, but it's by our love for you and our obedience to your word. So let us not do things to get vain glory. But everything we do, let it be so that you may get the honor and the praise, and that we may be pleasing to you, and that we put a smile on your face, so that you be pleased with us in everything that we do. And so for as a church, we are praying for our presiding bishop on this day. Set this day aside as we march towards our holy convocation, this pilgrimage, oh God, that we're going, this holy convocation, this time of spiritual revival across the world, time for spiritual refreshing. We pray for our leader, Lord, who appears to be under attack on a daily basis. You told me, oh God, on this Sunday that there is a great expectation that you have for your people. And you said in your word on Sunday that to much is given, much is required. And God, you have blessed our presiding bishop with so much, Bishop Charles Edward Blake. You have blessed him to reach a pinnacle in our church that many will never, ever be able to reach. And God, we see the effects of that, and we see the requirements that come with that office, that too much is given, much is required. He's under attack on a daily basis, Lord. Lawsuits here and there over things and actions, oh God, from a ministry, Lord, that should be shaken in reflecting your image, but we have fallen short of your glory. Lord, there's so much disrespect for the office of our leader, Lord. There's so much disrespect for leadership, oh God, throughout our church, Lord. Put that spirit of dissension, put that spirit of disobedience, put that spirit of rebellion out right now in the name of Jesus. Cast it out of the minds of your people, Lord, who have proclaimed to be a part of your body and be claimed to be your children, Lord. Root out the spirit of disobedience. Root out the spirit of rebellion. Root out that spirit, oh God, of disrespecting, oh God, our leader. You tell us to obey them that have rule over you and submit ourselves. The problem is, Lord, that we don't want to submit ourselves. So as we pray for our leader, Lord, we pray for leaders, oh God, that are above us. God, I'm getting back to Bishop Blake, but I pray for my bishop, Lord, that as he leads with the character that we want to be able to follow. He respects leadership. He does not disobey leadership. He does not talk about leadership behind his back. But, Lord, he blesses his leader. He prays for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. And so as he prays for him and we pray for the bishop, the presiding bishop, Lord, I pray for my leader as well, that you continue to undergird him and keep him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to strengthen him so that he may be the leader that our presiding bishop needs, that he may be the co-laborer, Lord, that our presiding bishop will need, that will help take the load off of the presiding bishop, help share the load, uphold his arms, that he may be able to stand, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I pray a special anointing on our presiding bishop right now in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to give angels charge over him, that you will continue to strengthen his body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Anoint him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him the wisdom that he needs to lead these your people, Lord. Give him the patience that he needs to lead these your people. God, give him the words, oh God, for we are working, oh God. We are living, oh God, in a deeply distressed, oh God, in this despondent and dejected generation, God. Oh God, and you have done so much, oh God, that you already have paid the price, Lord. We need to fight for salvation, Lord. We need to fight for righteousness, Lord, in a land, oh God, that is fighting against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to give our leader, oh, God, what he needs, oh, God, to be able to pour into the people everywhere. There is a word that he has, oh, God, that you've given to the leader that you have not given to anyone else. So give him wisdom, Lord, on how to lead. Give him wisdom, Lord, on what to say. Give him wisdom, Lord, on where he should go, everything. Order his footsteps, Lord. Remind him, Lord, as you were with other bishops, Lord, presiding bishops, so will you be with him, God, as you were with Moses. Lord, remind him today that you will be with him as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You made a promise, Lord, that you will continue to take this church higher as long as we yield to you and as long as we continue to be a church, oh, God, that prays, oh, God, that fasts, that commits ourselves to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we don't want our promise that you gave to Bishop Mason, oh, God, to fall short, oh, God, for you to regret the promise that you made to him. So, God, help our leader, Lord, to get us on the right path. Give him the words that we need, God, to take us and lead us and to guide us and to direct us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be the church without spot and without blemish, that we may be your people, chosen, God, set aside for your glory. God, that when you return, Lord, that you will be pleased with us and that you won't regret the many wonderful things that you have done for us. Bless his family, Lord. Lady Mae Blake and his sons and his daughters and grandchildren, Lord, bless his family, Lord. Keep your hands of protection around them as well. For the enemy, he comes to attack. When he can't get us, he comes to attack our family, Lord. And because they're easy prey, Lord, we may be stronger, but they try to attack the things that he tries to attack, the things that we love. So I pray for protection over his family right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will lead, guide, and direct them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they may exhibit the fruit, oh, God, be the fruit, oh, God, that the Father that sowed the seed into their lives, Lord. Let them bear the fruits of love. Let them bear the fruits, oh, God, of favor. Let them bear the fruits of success, Lord, oh, God, that has been bred out of their father, God, their grandfather, Lord, their patriarch. God, touch him right now. Bless his ministry, Lord. West Angeles Church of God in Christ, Lord. Continue to bless them, oh, God, to be an agent of change in that community, Lord. Oh, God, that souls might be saved, that lives might be changed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bless him as he traveled across this country to speak and to empower people, to speak and to encourage jurisdictions after they have lost loved ones. Oh, God, to be the leader that we need in this dark and dreary day. Cover him in your blood. If there's anything in him that's unlike you, we cast the devil out right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood. So our new leader needs to be covered in the blood as well. So cover him with your blood from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Grant him strength. Grant him a greater anointing. Oh, God, grant him peace, even in the midst of storms that come his way. Bless him on this day, as we pray for him across this nation. And everyone call out his name, Lord. Bishop Charles Edward Blake. Keep him on our mind this day. Continue to keep him up in prayer, God, because the enemy tries to destroy the head. He tries to cut off the head. Because if he can cut off the head, the body can't help but to die. But God, we thank you that our strength does not rely upon us. It's not by our power. It's not by our might. But it's by your spirit. Your spirit is the one that will keep us. And your spirit is the one that will keep our leader as well. So we undergird him on this day. We uphold his arms, oh God, on this day. We pray for him this day, that you will anoint him, that you will cover him, that you will strengthen him, that you will bless him, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we pray for him, God, let him also continue to pray for your people, his generals, his bishops, the general board as well, God. Pray for all the leadership across this church, Lord, that they may stand in the gap for the presiding bishop, that they may stand in prayer, God, for him, not just on this day, but on a daily basis, Lord, to pray for our leader,
oh God, and to pray for leadership, oh God, on all levels. And we thank you for this opportunity to pray. And we thank you for this commitment, oh God, to praying, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations in our lives. Men ought to always pray and not faint. We can't give up hope, Lord, when things don't appear to be going our way. But God, we must understand that the weapons that are formed against us won't be victorious. They won't be able to accomplish the task. They may be able to wound us. They may be able to hinder us. They may be able to slow us down. But nothing can separate us from your love. Nothing will be able to separate us from getting the victory. Nothing shall be able to stop us from being victorious in you. And so we thank you for the victory today. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for being committed to prayer. As we have been doing this early morning prayer for almost the 2 years that we've been in ministry, Lord, every single Wednesday we've been praying. And we thank you for the expansion of our prayer this year to Tuesday and Thursday. Thank you, God, for the power of prayer in this ministry. And, Lord, we pray that our prayers won't return unto us void. In the mighty name of Jesus, you told us that when we pray, God, oh, God, it will avail much if we are effective and fervent in our prayer, when we're consistent in our prayer. And so I pray for this ministry, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for this building, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you grant us the petitions that we asked for when we first moved into this building, Lord. We ask for this entire building, Lord, so that we can do the ministry that you called for us to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We have need of the rest of the land, Lord. We have need for the rest of this building, Lord, and we commit our prayers to you, and we ask that you hear our pleas and that you hear our cries, Lord, as we expand this pantry, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the construction that's going on in here, Lord. But, God, you have something greater in store for us, Lord. You have a greater work for us. You have a higher calling for us, Lord. So I ask again, Lord, that you grant us the land that we marched around in the name of Jesus. We need, oh, God, your favor. We need your presence. And we need you to come and hear our pleas and hear our cries as we patiently wait for you. But, God, we don't give up our petitions. We don't become despondent and we don't go into despair. But, God, we know that you'll work everything out for our good. So help us to stand. Help us to not waver on the request that we have made, Lord, because there are people that are out there that need us, need the ministries that we want, that needs to be birthed into this place, into this ministry, Lord. I want to start this computer lounge, oh God, that children can come in and use computers that don't have computers in this community. Lord, I want to be able to start a little after school care program that we can provide tutoring, Lord, and other things that we can do in this place, Lord. Lady McCown wants to be able to host local events, Lord, that we can have better relationship with the companies in this community, Lord, and even the entities in this community, Lord. There's so many dreams that we have, God, that we can birth, that needs to be birthed in this ministry. And we don't have to wait till the battle is over. We don't have to wait until we become more mature in ministry. But God, you've already spoken into our lives that we're going to do things that are unusual for a church this age, because we believe in you, Lord. We don't believe that, God, that you can fail at anything, Lord. We believe that there's nothing too hard for you. We have dreams, God, of greatness, oh God, to be performed in this community through this ministry. So hear our pleas, hear our prayers, hear our petitions, Lord, and send in the harvest that we need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Laborers as well, God, to be able to tend to the harvest. I thank you for the laborers that you have blessed us with. I thank you for those that have partnered and sold into praise, oh God, and have invested themselves into this ministry. I don't take it for granted, Lord, that I'm not here by myself. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not just here by myself. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not here just preaching to my family alone. I thank you, Lord, that you have sent people our way. I even thank you for those that have just stopped by to be renewed and to be refreshed, to be encouraged, to be for life to be breathed back into them. Oh, God, and they had to go back on their way. I thank you for everyone that you've allowed to step into these doors to worship with us, to magnify the God of our salvation with us. I thank you. And I thank you for making us and molding us into the images, into the vessels that you need for us to be. If there's anything in us, God, that's causing us to be rough, is there anything in us that's causing us not to exude your glory and to exude your love, I ask, Lord, that you shape us and mold us and rub out everything that's unlike you. You are the potter. We are the clay. Make us into the vessels that you need for us to be a blessing to this community that you have placed us in. Lord, you placed us here. You gave us access to this building. You directed us here this way. So, Lord, help us to fulfill the purpose that you have for our lives in this area in the name of Jesus. Order our footsteps, everything that we put our hands to do. Let it be successful, Lord, and let it be glory in the mighty name of Jesus. If it's for your glory, Lord, then we will be successful, Lord, because, Lord, you don't do anything, oh God, that will cause us to fail. All things work together for our good. So everything that you begin with us, you're able to complete, you're able to fulfill, you're able to bring to fruition. So birth even more gifts in us. Stir up, oh God, in us the more in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let the gifts flow freely in this place of worship in the lives of these members here at Praise Center so that the body will be edified, Lord. The church will be built up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and this community will be blessed, Lord, by you blessing this ministry. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord, this day, that you would bless her and keep her, Lord. Thank you for the celebration that we had a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for allowing her to reach another birthday. But God, you require more from us. You expect more out of us. Oh, God, and not only do you expect more out of our presiding bishop, Lord, you expect more out of each and every one of us as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you continue to anoint her, oh, God, and do greater things and greater works in her that will even blow her mind, Lord, that she has not even seen, Lord, God, even yet. God, enlarge her territory and bless her now in the name of Jesus, God, as she continues to stand in the gap, oh, God, and pray and intercede on my behalf. And intercede on behalf of the members of here at Praise Center, God. We pray that you continue to anoint our First Lady for this very day and for this very time and for this very hour. Bless her as she prepares for her coffee break today. Oh, God, anoint her to speak with power and clarity. I pray for Diamond Star, Lord. You know the desires and petitions of her heart, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you will lead our children, guide our children. Let them not stray from the words that we have taught them, Lord. Oh, God, but bring everything under subjection, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Drive out youthful foolishness, God. Drive out everything that's unlike you that will cause them to become distracted. Oh, God, discouraged. Oh, God. Oh, God, disconnected from you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we pray for Diamond Star and Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan and Aaron McCowan. I thank you for allowing them to start this ministry with me, to be here, to help undergird me, Lord. We pray that you encourage them and bless them. Thank you for the victories, oh God, the doors that you're opening for Eric, oh God, even at school now, Lord. Thank you for the promises. Thank you for being true to your word, Lord. Thank you for keeping him. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Pray you bless my mother. Thank you for her investment into the ministry. Thank you for her being connected to the ministry, Lord. Every morning she dials into this prayer call. Without fail, without wavering, Lord, early in the morning for her. A sacrifice, Lord. You honor sacrifices, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's why it's our desire, our endeavor here at Praise Center, to always offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, God, and you honor the sacrifices of your people. You honor our sacrifice when we're willing to give ourselves away and give ourselves over to you. So honor her commitment. Honor her sacrifice. God, breathe life into her. Strengthen her body even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal every, oh God, sick from every sickness. Cast out every disease right now, God. Strengthen her hip and strengthen her knees right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Drive out that gout
now, God, that flares up every time, anytime it wants to, God. Oh, God, and touch her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and breathe life into her in the name of Jesus. Watch over Day-Day. Give her the strength as well to be the leader of that household, God. Oh, God, to train up Day-Day, Deanna in the way that she should go. Lord God, give her wisdom, oh God, to see, oh God, the things that may not even be visible to the eyes, Lord. Protect her. Sanctify that house and watch over my mother and continue to bless her in her latter days. Let her latter days be better than her former. Bless her family, Lord. My aunt has been sick, oh God, and touch her body, Lord. Touch the entire family, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, she went back for a reason, Lord. Oh, God, so grant her the desires of her heart, Lord, to be a blessing to her family, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help her to be the light, oh, God, that would draw family in, Lord. They may not be able to invest in this ministry, Lord, but give them a way to be able to invest in a ministry there, God. Let her be a light, an example to them that may draw them in that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that she may give them the words, oh, God, to direct them to you. Oh, God, and to direct them to the salvation and the hope that they need. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We call out the name of Missionary Myrna Howard. God, pray you a special blessing upon her to continue to anoint her, God. She's doing a lot, Lord. She's doing a lot. And, Lord, we pray that you grant her the strength that she needs, God. Thank you for her desire. Oh, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be a blessing in this community as she leads our food pantry program. Our missions ministry, Lord. Grant her the desires of her heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and grant her favor, oh, God, in everything that she puts her hands to do. We pray for her daughters, Lord, Janice, oh, God, and I can't remember the other name, God, but you know the name of her daughters, oh, God, the Rice family. We pray for those situations, Lord. Oh, God, we place those situations into your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't have the power. We don't have the control, God. We can't do anything, but we can pray. Because the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous man, it availeth much. And we call out those daughters' names, and we call out their situations, Lord, and we place them into your hands. Let not the devil get the victory, Lord. But keep them strong. Help them to seek your face. Help them to turn from their wicked ways. Heal the land, Lord. Heal our families, Lord. Heal, God, in our families, Lord, the distraction, the confusion that the enemy has tried to place in the lives and the family, God, the bombs, oh, God, and the destruction that he tries to bring about, oh, God, in the midst of the family. God, heal the family, Lord, today. Strengthen, oh, God, Missionary Howard, and bless her. Keep her. Continue to lead and guide and direct her, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give her favor on her job. Bless her even now. We pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller. Pray for her children, the Wormleys. She will bless them and keep them. Continue to guide and direct them, Lord. Send in salvation, Lord. Let them know you in the pardon of their sins. They've been trained up in the way that they should go, Lord. Oh, God, bring those things to their remembrance, Lord. Their training that she's given them about you. Stir up in them even now, God. Protect them, oh God, from their foolishness. Protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger that the enemy tries to bring their way. We pray for healing in her body. We bind that sickness, oh God, that tried to raise up in her this past weekend, Lord. We bind the sickness right now, God, and we bind the spirit of worrying. We bind the spirit of frustration. We bind the spirit of discouragement right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we loosen peace. We bring about love. We bring about patience, God. We speak those things into our life, God, in the name of Jesus. Encouragement, God, and to strengthen her even now. Pray for Sister Connie Coulter. That you bless her and keep her. Help her to be a light in her family, Lord. Pray for her family, Lord. Salvation in her family. Her immediate family, oh God, and their extended family. And we pray for this day. Ask you to bless us and lead us and guide us. Continue to strengthen us, Lord. Continue to make us and shape us into the images that you need for us to be. Let us be the light in this dark and dreary world. Let us let our light so shine that men may see our good works, and we may direct them to you, that you may get the glory out of us. Order our footsteps today.
Lead, guide, and direct us, O God, and grant us strength this day. Hear our pleas. Let them come before you even right now, God, and let them, O God, be answered as soon as possible, Lord. We need you now. We need your presence now. We need your anointing even now. We need your glory even now. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We don't wait till the battle is over, but we shout now. We give you glory now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes, and we thank you even now, God, for we understand that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things. You have so many great things in store for us. So before we depart off this call, God, we say we trust you. We believe in you. We know that you hear us. And we know that you see our situations. Oh, God, come to more and have your way and bless your people. Pour out your spirit upon us even now and bless us this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.